Well, Texas is known for football. We're known for airplanes. Turns out the European Union doesn't like the way Boeing does business. The EU is considering challenging the tax breaks that Boeing received last fall from the Washington State Legislature, the very same $8.7 billion in tax breaks that helped keep Boeing manufacturing jobs here. EU officials are questioning whether those tax breaks comply with World Trade Organization rules. Scott Hamilton is an aviation consultant with Lehman Company in Issaquah. He told us that the EU and the U.S. have been challenging each other over trade rules for decades.
Way back in 1992, there was an international agreement that's called GATT, G-A-T-T. It's an acronym for something that I've long since forgotten what it stands for.
General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade.
There you go. And in 2004, the United States renounced that agreement and filed a complaint with the WTO over what it deemed to be illegal subsidies to Airbus. The EU counter-complained that Boeing had received illegal subsidies from the U.S. government of Washington State. And as these two different complaints wound their way through the WTO process, the WTO found both parties guilty of having illegal subsidies, including the Washington State tax breaks, were deemed to be illegal. Both sides appealed the respective rulings. It's all, you know, very ridiculous back and forth, very complex case. This has gone on for a decade already. It could go on for quite a bit longer still.
And how do you characterize this EU challenge to the Washington State subsidies?
Not at all unexpected. I wrote last November that the subsidies were illegal, and I expected an EU challenge.
What exactly would the European Union be challenging Boeing about?
The tax breaks that were extended, and that's an important word here, those have been found to be illegal by the World Trade Organization in a prior international trade dispute. So by merely extending those tax breaks, Governor Inslee and the legislature extended something that had already been found to be illegal. That is what the EU is complaining about. And last November, when these 787 tax breaks that had been found illegal were extended, Governor Inslee and Alex Peach, the aerospace director for the state, said, well, it's under appeal, so it doesn't matter. Well, that's all well and good. But what happens if the WTO denies the appeal?
Well, what would happen?
Then the European Union would be free to impose sanctions unless the United States complied, and that includes either rewriting the Washington State tax breaks or taking them away and replacing them with something else.
Well, considering how hard-fought they have been here, what do you expect Washington State or the U.S. would do in response?
I don't think there's another level of appeal that can be undertaken once the WTO rules on this appeal. I think this is the last step. And then at that point, it's either compliance or sanctions.
Scott Hamilton is an aviation industry analyst with Lehman Company. So tell me, Scott Hamilton, that there's two questions this raises. One, what it says about the way officials in these countries actually look at the international trade rules. And secondly, what does it say about the international trade system?
How do the international politicians look at the trade rules? And I think for the most part, they use them for political purposes. The Chinese and the Russians are providing subsidies to their aircraft industries, but nobody is challenging those, not Airbus, not Boeing, not the United States, not the EU. And you have to wonder why. Secondly, is this tit for tat? You betcha. Third, is it a toothless organization? The answer is yes. The WTO has no enforcement powers. They had previously found both Embraer and Bombardier, manufacturers of regional jets at the time, to be in violation of WTO trade rules. Neither side complied. The WTO authorized each country to impose sanctions. Neither did, and life went on. And what's even more bizarre is that sanctions don't have to be levied against the Airbus or Boeing products, should they be authorized. They can be levied against any industry in the respective countries. So that means Washington wine could be sanctioned, or Washington apples could be sanctioned, French wines or German wines could be sanctioned, or German cars could be sanctioned. The whole system, I think, is very ridiculous, but there it is.
What's the motivation in the tit for tat?
That's the political points. That's the only thing I can figure, because in reality, you know, I don't see the United States or Europe sanctioning Airbus or Boeing, and I really don't know that you would see them sanctioning other industries either.
Well, Scott Hamilton, do you think when the people who formed the WTO rules were thinking about this, they figured, well, we're just going to basically make a toothless organization so that we can get some things done and other things we'll ignore?
I have no idea what the motivation was in forming the WTO. I guess they want some international standards of some kind for trade. It's a bizarre organization as far as I'm concerned.
Well, that's Scott Hamilton, industry aviation consultant with Lehem Company in Issaquah. He talked with us about the EU's announcement that it's considering challenging the tax breaks Washington State gave Boeing. This tax break helped convince Boeing to keep its manufacturing here. You can find full coverage of Boeing at kuow.org.